Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Erica. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Good morning. How you doing? This is Ms. Jackson.
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm good. I don't know if I got to start all over with this now or what, but I had did appeal. And I never did hear nothing, so I don't know. I didn't know which way to start. Or I don't know, man. This hemp crap right here is stressful. I don't know if I got to start this claim all over again. But yesterday when I tried to do it, it wouldn't let me, and they told me I had to call it normal. I don't know. It's just stressful. So I'm just calling to see what I got to do.
What's your social, ma'am?
422-96-1032.
That was 422. What else, ma'am?
422-96-1032.
That's 422-96-1032.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your name and date of birth?
Paula Jane Jackson, August 13, 1964.
Okay, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am. No,
is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed?
10th.
Your mother's maiden name?
Marie Jackson. Marie Jackson.
You have a driver's license?
I have a non-ID.
Okay, and can you verify that number?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, let me get my glasses. One, two, six, five, 487.
Okay. If you approve of benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
The card.
Okay. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities.
Just on website. Yes, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your mailing address?
1002 Montgomery Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36604.
Is your home address different from your mailing address?
It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Can I get you to verify your phone number?
251-355-5129.
Okay. I have your mailing address as 1002 Montgomery Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36604.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Selma, Enterprise, Bay Minette, Florence, or none of the above?
Bay Minette.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1986 Chrysler LeBron, a 89 Suzuki, a 95 Volkswagen, a 96 BMW 3 Series, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
The LeBaron.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Albany, Columbia, Danville, San Antonio, or none of the above?
None of them. I just want to talk.
Like to talk to Carson Donner? I read your case file. So
did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
As a journalist, that's what you call yourself. As a journalist, the story serves the public interest. The Louisiana Code of Civil Procedure, Article 971. I'm within my rights to publish. And then the files were obtained illegally. Now, that would be your opinion, Agent Self.
Okay. Well, you know,
we'll cooperate with the focus. You can bring it right to my lawyer's office, Connor, and there's an entire floor of their buildings waiting for it. And while you do,
okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
What was your last job title?
Cook, prep person.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you elect to have, excuse me, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you remember your PIN?
I think it was 2727. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you have pen and paper.
Yes, ma'am.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. In
Alabama Works. Wait a minute, say it again. Alabama Works.
Alabama Works. Alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled all the way out, .gov.
Okay.
If you file by telephone, the telephone telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389-8989.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions lest it could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call our inquiry line at 1-800 361-4524.
And that was, can I say something? And that was something I never did get when I first started filing in November. I didn't never get no book with none of this.
Well, you'll get a booklet in the mail. You should receive it within the next 7 days.
Okay, that's when I said, man, this thing's so frustrating.
It is.
I mean, I've been out of work since November and filing for this. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was listening to you.
It's just frustrating. I mean, I lost my car trying to get a job. I mean, it's killing me.
I can understand your frustration.
I mean, because I've been working for these folks for 2 years. I never held a job this long. I've been working since the pandemic. And all of a sudden, no call, no show. I mean, that's killing me. I'm sorry. I'm ready, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Are you okay? We've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.